All right, welcome to another edition of the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Welcome to the show. I appreciate everybody who's out there listening. And, of course, as always, I'm your host, Lee Rogers, and today is January 22nd, 2008. You can check out my website, roguegovernment.com, and we have a lot of stuff to get into. And, of course, one of the main subjects of the day is, of course, the economy. The economy continues to unravel, is falling apart all around us. And today was a really interesting set of circumstances that took place. Now, basically what happened here is you had a global stock market crash during the past couple of days. And as I was saying on yesterday's show, they were predicting 500-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, even some estimates up to 1,000. So the Federal Reserve decides to cut interest rates by 75 basis points. And guess what, folks? They're not done yet. There's talk that they're going to reduce interest rates yet again next week. So basically what we're dealing with here is the Federal Reserve has made it a point to sacrifice the value of the dollar for a short-term fix for the global financial markets. This is just a short-term fix, folks. It's a short-term fix to a problem that is not going to go away. They really wanted to fix things. They would raise interest rates at least to protect the value of the dollar, but they are doing no such thing. And anytime the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates, it puts more money into the marketplace and devalues the dollar. And that's what these people are doing. They are devaluing the dollar. They are making the stock market look like it's doing better than it actually is. I mean, really, without all this inflation, the stock market should be around 5,000 or 6,000. Okay? And with the inflation, if it didn't lose any value since 2001, we should be seeing a Dow Jones Industrial Average around 20,000 plus. The economy is completely falling apart. The Federal Reserve is just putting lipstick on a pig by cutting these interest rates, and they're talking about, again, doing another interest rate cut by 50 basis points next week. So if they do that, the value of the dollar is going to go further into the toilet, and I'm afraid this is going to get far, far worse as we continue down this path of just devaluing the dollar and creating this inflation. It is totally insane, folks, and I am freaked out about this. I am legitimately freaked out about this, and the fact that these people are doing this, they're continuing to reduce the interest rates and creating more and more money out of thin air, I think it's fairly obvious that this is the agenda. They are trying to destroy the economy over time. They're trying to do it slowly. And it's completely and totally disgusting, but this is the agenda. They want to destroy the economy. They want to destroy the dollar in order to bring in their new regional currency. The Council of Foreign Relations has talked about this time and time again, about setting up regional currencies. There's a push to actually implement a global currency. That's right, a one-world currency. That's what these people are talking about. I mean, this is the future. And they have to use crises in order to get people on board with their agenda. We have lots more to cover. We're going to be talking about the economy in the next segment, plus much, much more. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, and let's get into the economy here. I mean, literally, I am swimming in information here pertaining to the economy. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I cannot believe the Federal Reserve just came in and slashed interest rates by 75 basis points today. This is just entirely irresponsible, and I think it borders on being a criminal act by the Federal Reserve. They're just devaluing the dollar. They are just destroying the value of our dollar. I mean, and they're not even done yet. There's reports out here saying that they're going to devalue the dollar even more next week. I mean, here's a story here. This one's from CNBC. Fed may cut rates again next week, as if the 75-point basis cut wasn't enough. Or 75-basis-point cut, I should say, wasn't enough today. No, we got cut rates again. And from CNBC, it says as follows. The Federal Reserve's emergency rate cut on Tuesday drew a mixed response on Wall Street, though the move increased the odds of more reductions, including a possible half-point rate cut at next week's regular policy meeting. The Fed slashed a key interest rate by a hefty 0.75 percentage point, the biggest cut in more than 23 years after a two-day global stocks rout sparked by fears of a U.S. recession. We're already in a recession, okay? We're staring down the barrel of a gun in which there's this huge depression looming right at us, and we're staring right down the barrel of the gun. This is totally irresponsible. It's borderline criminal. Actually, you know, the Federal Reserve is a criminal entity as far as I'm concerned. And the fact that they're continuing to devalue the dollar just proves it. They are willing to destroy the value of the dollar. And the more they reduce interest rates, the more they print money out of thin air like they have been doing for I don't know how many years, several years now. And the closer we're going to get to a point in time where the chickens are going to come home to roost, and we're going to be dealing with a financial collapse of epic proportions. And it's already being set up. You can see it with the volatility in the global stock market. I mean, India was down, what was it, last night, around 12%. That's their general market. It was down 12%. This is not looking good. If you don't own gold or silver, please buy some. Because we're not going to be able to fight the New World Order if we don't have any sort of solid financial backing behind us. And that's what these people are trying to do. And I see all the propaganda out there on CNBC and all these establishment media outlets, and they're saying, oh, don't worry, that was a good buying opportunity. I mean, are you kidding me on this? Yeah, the stock market may have only gone down around 200 points today, but it was down around 500 points early in the session. Of course, the Fed came in with the huge interest rate cut, and I'm sure the plunge protection team was involved in this one. There's no question in my mind that they had to have been involved in this. I mean, Bush has been meeting with the plunge protection team. This is the president's working group on financial markets. They have been known to actually interfere in the markets. That's right. We don't have a free market here. The president's working group on financial markets goes into the market and they manipulate it to ensure the stock market doesn't crash. They were formed after the stock market crash of 1987. You know, it's a working group that is in charge of making sure the market doesn't plummet. All right, I mean, that's their mission statement. This is insane. It's completely insane. The Federal Reserve should be increasing interest rates to defend the value of the dollar, but they are doing no such thing. So what's going to happen is that they're just staving off the inevitable. They're trying to engineer a slow collapse of the U.S. dollar. They're trying to engineer a slow collapse of the U.S. economy, and they're doing a very good job of it. And there's going to come a point in time where people wake up one day and realize that their bank account cannot buy the things that they need to sustain their current standard of living. And that's really what we're dealing with here. So we already have an interest rate cut today of 75 basis points, and then they're talking about another interest rate cut, a possible interest rate cut of 50 basis points next week. This is horrible for the value of the dollar. And I tell you what, the dollar index plunged dramatically today. It was actually moved up a little bit to the 77 range, and then it crashed right down to the 76 range. And I saw on CNBC, I saw these clowns actually saying, oh, the value of the dollar, it actually held up pretty good. I mean, I don't know what chart they're looking at, but the chart I was looking at, it looked like the dollar did horrible. These people are professional liars. And not only this, but George W. Bush issued a very interesting executive order today. So I have an article up on my website, roguegovernment.com, which analyzes the entire executive order. And let me just dig up my analysis of this. All right. George W. Bush, he issued an executive order establishing a group called the President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy. And they claim the purpose of this council is to keep the nation economically competitive and encourage the financial literacy of the American people. Well, let me tell you this. Ever since the Federal Reserve came into being, this is 1913 when the Federal Reserve was established, they have done everything in their power to buy up media, to ensure that the media does not talk about the Federal Reserve in a negative light. They have done everything they can to ensure that people don't learn about how the Federal Reserve actually operates. I mean, this is a very secretive outfit. You got these FOMC meetings. I mean, the President's Work Group Financial Markets, that's a very secretive group. Nobody knows what they're doing. Ron Paul has even said that the Federal Reserve is more secretive than the CIA, or at least as secretive. So what you have here with this executive order is very strange. George W. Bush is issuing this executive order establishing a group called the President's Advisory Council of Financial Literacy. And ever since the Federal Reserve has been established, they've done everything in their power to ensure the American people remain ignorant about the financial markets, about the economy, and about the monetary system. So are we supposed to believe that this
President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy is actually going to give the American people the truth about what's happening? Of course not. This is a propaganda council that is designed to provide misinformation to the American people so they make the wrong decisions about their money. And this group is going to be set up for 2 years. It's going to be under the direction of the Department of Treasury. And Hank Paulson, I guess he's going to be the one directing this thing. And let me go further in the analysis of this. Yeah, the policy of this council to help keep America competitive and assist the American people in understanding and addressing financial matters. It is the policy of the federal government to encourage financial literacy among the American people. No, it isn't. That's just a lie. Are you kidding me? The Department of Education and the public school system, or excuse me, the public brainwashing system in this nation doesn't teach anybody about economics in high school. They don't teach anybody about the monetary system. They don't talk about the Federal Reserve. They don't talk about any of this stuff because they want to keep people ignorant. So I think it's interesting that they actually claim, well, actually Bush, it's funny that Bush claims that the policy of the federal government is to encourage financial literacy among the American people when there's been an agenda to make sure the American people are as dumbed down as possible about what's going on in the world around them. And this council is going to be made up of 19 members, people who are not employed by the government, which means they're just going to get some Council on Foreign Relations insiders, some people who work in high levels within the military-industrial complex and in the financial system, the banking system, and they're just going to bring them in, and they are going to be directed to spew out all this propaganda that will be used to brainwash the American people into formulating an opinion on what's going on in the economy. And we've seen predictions that the global economy could enter a depression in the next couple of years. They are establishing this council to last as long as 2 years. So the timing of this is very convenient. And what I think that might happen here with this council is that this council might actually recommend that we switch to a regional currency as this thing starts to unravel. This is a very disturbing executive order by George W. Bush, and it just shows you the insane nature of the people who are running things in this country. This is total insanity. The President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy. I mean, this is just bizarre. It's just incredibly bizarre. And get this. This is really interesting. In Section 4 of the executive order, it outlines all the functions of the council. Okay? And interesting. I mean, this is really interesting, actually. I have to cover this. All right, let me just find this. All right, let me just read my analysis. All right, the council is going to try to promote access to financial services, and in particular, access to financial services to those without access to such services. Well, guess who is one of the largest groups of people that may not have access to financial services? That's right, illegal aliens. So the council is actually going to be spreading propaganda about how we need to provide financial services to illegal aliens. Okay? I mean, who else would this be directed at? Promote access to financial services to those without access to such services. Well, that describes illegal aliens perfectly. And we've seen a push by the big banking conglomerates to ensure that illegal aliens get bank loans, get put into the system, even without appropriate documentation. It is nuts. All right? And I have a lot more news that I have to get into pertaining to the economy and pertaining to this global depression that we are facing. We'll be back on our side, and we'll get into this a lot more. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Welcome back to the show. And on the other side, we're talking about this executive order that the dictator-in-chief, George W. Bush, issued today. And that's the executive order establishing the President's Advisory Council on Financial Literacy. This is nothing more than a propaganda council that will be used to misinform people who they're trying to educate, namely the American people. Because we have seen a pattern ever since the Federal Reserve was founded in which these people want to make sure that the American people are as ignorant as possible. I also believe that they're establishing this council for another reason. They want to learn how much the American people understand about what's really going on. And I think the Ron Paul campaign, considering that he has interjected the issue of this private central bank into the presidential campaign, has them a little frightened. So this council, it serves a number of purposes. They're going to try to dumb down the American people by saying, oh, well, we're encouraging financial literacy. We want the American people to know more about their finances. Yeah, sure you do. Okay? They're just going to spread all this propaganda about how the financial system works according to their own propaganda. They're not going to actually tell them the American people how the financial systems and the monetary systems actually work. They're not going to talk about gold. They're not going to talk about silver. They're not going to talk about how the Federal Reserve creates money out of thin air. They're not going to talk about any of these things. So largely, they're going to keep the American people uninformed about financial matters, but claiming that they're actually encouraging financial literacy among the American people. It's totally disgusting. And not only that, but they want to see how much the public knows about the financial situation and monetary policy in this nation today. So it serves a number of purposes. And like I said in the previous segment, they want to promote effective access to financial services, especially for those without access to such services, which are the illegal aliens. This is completely insane. It is entirely crazy, but we should expect nothing less from the criminals that run this administration. So I encourage you to read my analysis of this. I mean, this council, it's set to last 2 years. And, I mean, again, the goal of this is to help America be competitive and assist the American people in understanding and addressing financial matters. And they say it is the policy of the federal government to encourage financial literacy among the American people, which is a complete and total lie. And they claim that this council, that's what the purpose of this council is, to promote all these things. But, I mean, we know exactly what the purpose of this council is. We know the track record of the administration and the federal government. They lie, okay? They make all sorts of false statements. That's the agenda. The agenda is to ensure the American people are as dumbed down as possible. The agenda is to consolidate wealth. The agenda is to destroy the United States economy and to merge it into a North American Union, which will then be merged into their global government, their New World Order. And these people are openly talking about the New World Order. Gordon Brown was talking about it. There's literally around 100 articles talking about how Gordon Brown is talking about global government, the New World Order, talking about transforming the United Nations. This is what these people are saying. They're saying it out in the open now. They are getting that arrogant with it. The New World Order is no longer a conspiracy theory. We are actually living in a New World Order. You have the World Trade Organization, the IMF, the World Bank. You have all these global governing institutions. They're all around us. But nobody in the U.S. press wants to even get into what these different organizations are doing. But I'm getting off a little bit of a tangent. Let me get back into some of this economic news because there is literally so much of it. I mean, we have Bank of America. Their profits were down 95% today. That's an article from Reuters. 95% their quarterly profits sank. That is a complete disaster. The banking industry is in shambles. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse as the Federal Reserve continues to devalue the dollar. The more they devalue the dollar, as I said before, the longer they are going to stave off the coming economic collapse. I mean, the economic collapse is inevitable unless they replace it with a new regional fiat currency, which will likely be the Amero. So we have Bank of America profits down 95%. What else do we have here? I know George Soros made some comments. Soros predicts worst recession in 50 years. That's from the First Post over in the United Kingdom. And yeah, he's saying worst recession in 50 years. Well, that sounds like a depression to me. And there's been a lot of people out there that have been saying that we are facing a global depression on par, if not worse, than what we saw in the 1930s. And I think that's accurate considering what's going on here. Of course, we already covered the fact that the Fed may cut rates again next week, which is totally irresponsible. And what else do we have here? Let me see. The Cryptagon, they actually did a nice write-up on all of this economic news. I reposted their piece they did on all of this, and it's up on my website, roguegovernment.com. They link to all of the crazy financial news, especially pertaining to gold and the dollar. Very good stuff. But we have to break. We'll be back on our side. More economic news. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back to the show. We're covering the sad economic situation that this country finds itself in. And of course, just to recap, in case you're just tuning in, I'm sure you already know about it, but we had a global stock market meltdown over the past couple of days. The Federal Reserve came in, cut interest rates by 75 basis points. They managed to limit the collapse of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It only fell around 200 points today, a little under 200 points. And I mean, when the market's open, and I was tuned in to CNBC to see what exactly was going to take place. I mean, that thing plunged immediately down almost 500 points before it was finally rescued by the rate cuts. And I am sure the plunge protection team, aka the Presence Working Group on Financial Markets, was heavily involved in manipulating the markets to make it look like that the stock market is actually doing a lot better than it really is. And they've been doing this for a long time, because really the number that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is, okay, the number doesn't mean anything, all right, because the Federal Reserve continually distorts the value of the monetary unit that the Dow Jones Industrial Average is priced in. So that number literally means nothing. As I said earlier in the show, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, priced in dollar terms back in 2000, you should be seeing a Dow Jones Industrial Average of around 20,000. That's really where the Dow Jones Industrial Average should be, assuming, of course, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average didn't lose any value, okay? That's based on the fact that so much inflation is now in the market. We have inflation around 15%, 16%. Those are private estimates because the Federal Reserve no longer publishes the M3 money supply report. They stopped producing that a couple of years ago because they don't want people to know exactly how much money they're creating out of thin air. So they just decide, well, no, we're just not going to publish the M3 money supply report. And then the propagandists on CNBC, they'd say, oh, well, no, the Federal Reserve, I mean, the M3 money supply report, that isn't important. No, it's not important. The M2 is a better reporting tool to determine how much money is out there, which is a blatant falsehood. The M3 money supply was a key reporting figure that was used by people to determine exactly how much money the Federal Reserve has out there in circulation. And, of course, now they no longer report it. You know, isn't that convenient? I mean, that's because right before they stopped publishing the M3 money supply report, it was going parabolic. The money supply was going parabolic straight up. I can only imagine what the M3 money supply is standing at right now. I know there's been people like the people at shadowstats.com. They've kept track of it. But I'm just dealing with so much stuff here. I can't keep track of everything. Suffice to say, they have printed way too many dollars. Inflation is everywhere. I mean, you can see it just in the prices of various goods and services that are out there. Everybody can see it. We know the government is lying by saying that, oh, well, core inflation is at 2% or whatever bogus figure they put out there. The government puts out statistics that are misleading to make people believe that the economy is actually doing better than it is, because the economy and the value of the dollar, it's all perception. It isn't even real. The value of the dollar is only what somebody will trade for it. That's all the value of the dollar is. It's only what people will exchange for that dollar. And as we're seeing, it's taking more dollars to buy the same goods and services. And it's going to continue as they cut interest rates again, especially if they cut interest rates again next week. I think that would be a disaster for the dollar index. The value of the dollar would plummet soon thereafter. Maybe not right away, but you will see a major decline in the value of the dollar if they actually decide to go ahead with an additional rate cut. I mean, some other news here, I guess Wachovia, I guess their earnings went down 98%. That was another one that came out today. My goodness. I mean, we are literally in a major financial crisis. We're facing a global depression. This is pure madness. And man, this is some scary stuff. You know, just be prepared. There isn't anything to be afraid of if you're prepared. Okay? I mean, that's really what the whole deal is. Okay? If you're prepared and you're ready and you know what's going on, you have some gold and silver, you have a firearm, you have some ammunition, you have some storable foods, okay, you'll be fine. Because we can't trust these people. I have absolutely no faith in Ben Bernanke or any of those stooges at the Federal Reserve. Because if they actually were honest, they would say, look, we have to do something about this. We have to raise interest rates. We have to defend the value of the dollar. Because if we don't, the dollar is soon going to become worthless. And we're already starting to see a switch from the dollar to the euro in terms of the world's reserve currency. That's also being done by design. They're trying to destroy this economy in all sorts of different ways, primarily through the central bank, the Federal Reserve. And I am just sick of it. This is disgusting. This is so disgusting. And of course, this Bush economic stimulus package That's more smoke and mirrors. That's not going to do anything to help the economy. What, is an $800 check or a $300 check? I forget exactly what they're promising to give out. I think it's still up in the air. But it doesn't matter. Even if they gave me a $1,000 check, what is that going to do for the economy? You keep devaluing the dollar as is. You keep devaluing it. So whatever you give me, it's not buying much. $800, $300, $1,000, it doesn't matter. What can $1,000 buy today? It doesn't buy a whole hell of a lot. Maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it bought a good amount of stuff. But man, I mean, you can't buy that much with $1,000 these days. The whole thing is unraveling. Check out my website, roguegovernment.com, and you can take a look at all of these different stories pertaining to the economy and everything else that's going on. I'm going to switch gears and get into some of our news, but literally I could spend 3 or 4 hours on the economy today alone. This is how ridiculous everything is right now. And you can look at the fact that there was a couple of major world exchanges that actually halted trading as a result of this stock market collapse. And I know the markets have stabilized temporarily. Again, it's a short-term fix with these interest rate cuts, but you are going to see more problems down the road. This is just the beginning. All right? I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is reality. This is the world we're living in, and we have to accept the fact that we have a phony monetary system that is controlled by these criminals at the Federal Reserve that just create the money out of thin air. And they've been doing this for a long time. And that's why we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve, and that's why we need to get Ron Paul elected as the next president. Granted, his chances are slim because of the electoral voting fraud, the mass media bias against his campaign. I mean, even Lou Dobbs is biased against him. Okay? And Lou Dobbs is just part of the establishment. All right? I said this on the show before, but I just watched Lou Dobbs on TV today. Okay? And this guy is disgusting. He says what's going on. He's actually honest about some of the major problems affecting our country. But what he does is that he doesn't mention that there's a candidate by the name of Ron Paul that actually has solutions to these problems. And he treats him like he's the invisible man, just like everybody else in the media does. So he's another phony stooge. I don't buy the whole populist crap that he's pushing on his show. Yeah, he does some good stuff because he's honest about the problems, but he is not promoting Ron Paul or even talking about Ron Paul. You would think somebody with his viewpoints on what's going on in America would be pro-Ron Paul and would bring him on to discuss these things. But he's doing no such things, and he's just claiming that all the candidates are against all these things that he's promoting, which is not true. Ron Paul actually is in line with a lot of what he's saying on the show, but he just refuses to talk about it. It's disgusting. I'm going to write an article exposing Lou Dobbs because it's time that we do so. Because I'm tired of the rhetoric. He keeps saying that we have all these problems and nobody's out there to solve it when Ron Paul's staring him right in the face. It's disgusting. Let's go on to some other news, though. Lots of our stuff to cover as well. Just came across this article, and this one's from the Associated Press. And remember how I talked about how Bush issued that executive order today, talking about, well, the government promotes financial literacy, and then I said, well, the government has lied about everything, pretty much. What makes us believe that they're being truthful about the government actually promoting financial literacy for the American people and how the government wants the American people to be informed? I mean, it's a completely false statement. Well, this article from the Associated Press provides proof that the Bush administration has been making all sorts of false statements. Again, from the Associated Press, study says Bush made false statements before war. It reads as follows. A study by two nonprofit journalism organizations found that President Bush and top administration officials issued hundreds of false statements about the national security threat from Iraq in the 2 years following the 2001 terrorist attacks. I mean, we're not just talking about a couple, we're talking about hundreds. The study concluded that the statements were part of an orchestrated campaign that effectively galvanized public opinion and in the process led the nation to war under decidedly false pretenses. The study was posted Tuesday on the website of the Center for Public Integrity, which worked with the Fund for Independence and Journalism. White House spokesman Scott Stanzel said he could not comment on the study because he had not seen it. Well, that's just convenient. The bottom line is we have a bunch of liars running this country. They're a bunch of criminals. All of them should be removed from office, and they should be put on trial for all sorts of crimes. Bush is a war criminal. The depleted uranium situation, the torture, the false statements, all of this should be used against Bush in a future trial. I'm talking about a trial for all his war crimes and all the other treasonous acts that he has made against the United States and the American people. This is a very, very evil man. There are evil people working with him within the military-industrial complex and in his cabinet. And a lot of these people, they should be just taken out, put in front of a trial, and we should get to the bottom of all of this funny business that's been going on in the past 7 years. You know, there's a reason why they tried to keep this guy under wraps. I mean, he doesn't make very many public appearances and makes very many speeches. I mean, if we had a president that was actually for the people, he should be out there right now tonight making a major speech talking about the economy and what they're planning to do about this whole thing. I mean, as much as I hated FDR, I think he's one of the worst presidents of the 20th century. Actually, probably one of the worst presidents in the entire history of the United States. But he had something called fireside chats, when he actually talked to the American people. You know, you notice that Bush doesn't talk to the American people. There's a reason for that. Because his approval rating is at an all-time low. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if his real approval rating is around 10%. Not these phony numbers that they keep pushing out, saying that, oh, his approval rating is around 30%. Give me a break. Who actually approves of George W. Bush? The economy's going to hell. Nobody supported perpetual war, except for a few crazy neocons and people who think they're part of the system. Everything is going completely to hell in this country. They're letting illegal aliens run rampant and invade this nation. Meanwhile, we're fighting a war on the other side of the world. It's crazy. But all this is based off of lies. Hundreds of false statements, according to this study, by Bush and the administration. Wasn't just Bush, top administration officials as well. Hundreds of false statements. Totally insane. What else do we have here? EU and United States still hoping for global trade deal. That's an article from Reuters. The European Union and the United States said on Monday they still hope to seal a long-delayed global trade deal in 2008, and trade ministers this week could help pave the way for a breakthrough soon. Well, that's just wonderful. And this is all being sponsored by the World Trade Organization. Isn't that interesting? Oh, the World Trade Organization is helping to facilitate this global trade deal between the European Union and the United States. Look, they're actually trying to merge the North American Union and the European Union right now. Granted, they haven't announced the North American Union yet, but the Security and Prosperity Partnership was actually the beginning of the North American Union, and they will tell people, after everything has been implemented, they will then introduce the concept of the North American Union to the people via the press. They'll finally admit it. But right now, they're just going to call us conspiracy nuts for saying that North American Union exists. When they admit openly in the SPP documents, I mean, you have NGOs like the North American Forum on Integration. I mean, come on. You have government websites talking about NAFTA superhighway and all these trade corridors between the three countries. I mean, come on. How stupid do they think we are? A global trade deal. They're hoping for a global trade deal. The World Trade Organization is involved in this. And, of course, the World Trade Organization, I mean, they're there to help perpetuate and to fulfill the New World Order, to fulfill global government. And I wish I had more time to get into this. I mean, it's such a crazy article by itself. But we don't have time. Just read on my website, roguegovernment.com. It's just a greater push towards global government. Ron Paul raised nearly $2 million on Martin Luther King Day and the money bomb. Just wanted to mention that. That's good news, despite the fact that I think his campaign has been infiltrated by some people who don't really believe in the Ron Paul revolution. I think it's pretty obvious seeing a lot of those bogus campaign commercials they came out with, as well as the sorry campaign appearances in New Hampshire. I mean, the campaign did a lousy job in terms of organizing in New Hampshire and providing the appearance that the other candidates were able to provide. And we gave them $20 million to do all this. And the showing in New Hampshire was abysmal. So I'm a firm believer that the Ron Paul campaign has been infiltrated by a few people that do not actually want to see the Ron Paul revolution succeed. And you may call me crazy or nuts, but that's the way I feel. Because his campaign, I feel, has let him down immensely. And the grassroots has been there to pick him up. What else do we have here? Oh, yeah, biometrics used to identify terrorists. That's from news.com.au. The combination of a facial expression, a spoken word, or a fingerprint could be enough to stop a terrorist attack. Unbelievable. We'll cover that on the other side. We have to break. Last segment coming up here. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back to the show. It's a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, hempusa.org. These people, they're suppliers of fine hemp products, the best hemp products that you can get anywhere. I strongly encourage you to check them out, hempusa.org, and you can call them to order all sorts of fine hemp products. That phone number is 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608, hempusa.org. Now, we only have 3 minutes left in this segment, so let me quickly cover this this news story here. Biometrics used to identify terrorists. This is an article from news.com.au. And as I was reading the article before for the break, unfortunately we got cut off there. But it says here, the combination of a facial expression, a spoken word, or fingerprint could be enough to stop a terrorist attack. Computer scientists and engineers are working with intelligence agencies on an international collaborative database that will use biometrics or unique individual facial, voice, and physical signatures to identify and trace terrorists and persons of interest. This is more of the global enslavement grid that is being driven by the use of new technology. This is very, very frightening. We must resist this. Look, technology can be used for a lot of good things, but in the hands of the wrong people, like the New World Order, the people who are trying to form this New World Order, it can be used for all sorts of very bad things. And that's what we're seeing here with the use of biometrics to identify terrorists. Well, as far as the people who are trying to set up this global government are concerned, everybody is a potential terrorist. That's why they need to have the martial law apparatus, the Darth Vader police, the face scanning cameras, and everything else, because everybody is a potential terrorist in the New World Order. Let me see what else we have here. Israel may equip soldiers with GPS systems. That's from the World Tribune, more of the technological militarized control grid. We're going to equip combat soldiers with GPS systems. Israel eyes thinking machines for doomsday. This is an article from Wired. Israeli military leaders have begun early planning for a new robotic defense system armed with enough artificial intelligence that could take over completely from flesh and blood operators. This sounds like something out of the Terminator films. When you have Skynet, Skynet becomes self-aware and they start nuking the Soviets. Okay? An artificially intelligent robotic defense system. They're openly talking about this. That's in Wired, that's Wired magazine. They're openly talking about this. Another article here, No Child Left Behind is Failing. That's an Associated Press article. Parents are upset that the accountability efforts that have been implemented as a result of the No Child Left Behind Act is creating all sorts of problems. That's what the No Child Left Behind Act was designed to do. It wasn't designed to ensure that no child was left behind in terms of being educated and informed. It was meant to leave children behind so that they were uninformed, that they weren't educated. And that's exactly what this whole system does. It creates more bureaucracy, it makes it more difficult for teachers to educate kids, and it is a complete disgrace. It should be, I mean, it should be immediately repealed. And, man, preemptive nuke strike, key option, that's from the London Guardian. A key option for NATO and these different Western militarized forces. Nuclear strike, a key option. They're still considering a preemptive nuke strike as a key option, undoubtedly against Iran. Man, but folks, I'm just out of time. Thanks again for listening. Check out my website, roguegarmory.com. Also check out intelstrike.com, blacklistnews.com, all sorts of great information on those websites. And we'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Take care.